Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lynn Hayes, my friend, joining me. Lynn, does it make you nervous every time he's live?
Let me say this, Marty, because we also need to, and I do not subscribe to this thought process, but I'm going to put it out there because I know that a lot of other people do.
Yes, ma'am.
And if there is an effort to remove Joe Biden, who becomes the president? Kamala Harris.
Oh.
That may scare more people than anything else.
By the way, why is that? Why does everybody, what I hear, hate this woman? I can't, and I apologize because I'm ignorant. I can't connect the dots on that, but Lynn's right. Why so much anger directed towards her? Why is that?
I have absolutely no idea. I think that the way her role as vice president has been structured has not allowed her to show her skill set. The realities are she's a very smart woman. She's a very bright woman. She's a very aggressive. And sometimes women of color who are aggressive are deemed to be, you know, the devil in a pantsuit.
Or even white women. People hate Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Hate.
And you know, same kind of attitude. Yep. There are people in this country, Marty, who never want to see a woman in power.
True.
Brown, black, white.
So let me
read
this. They
believe that women should be home baking cookies.
She's right.
Or whatever.
So let me read this. The truth is that the president has lost verbal and maybe a mental step in the first term. He's 79. He's the oldest president, and he'll be 82 when he finishes his term. I think that's spot on, don't you? He's lost a step.
I mean, I don't have anything to base that on. I'm listening to this clip, and is that concerning to me? Yes. Does it mean that something else is going on? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But I think it's premature to make that assumption. And again, I would caution anyone or any group that wants to make this an issue, because the alternative is the vice president becomes the president.
Hey, check this out. I remember this. Reagan took daily grief for these same issues. And then in this debate with Mondale, and I remember this clip, he made a quip about Mondale's youth and inexperience.
Right.
But Reagan was charming. I don't think Biden can get away with that. Do you?
Well, Biden is not... charming would not be an adjective that I would use to describe the president. I mean, I think he's had some challenges already in his presidency, some of which were of his making, many of which were not of his making. I am sure that the stress of being in office has had an impact on him as well. But I don't know that the solution is to try to force him out of office.
No, I don't know. Tony, go ahead. Thanks for holding, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, Marty. You know, I see it and hear it differently. You know, when someone speaks from your heart, I can tell you right now, I've done a lot of public speaking, and I've had some things happen in my family that there were times, and I apologize, that's my truck, but there were times that my heart was in my throat and in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I had a stumble over trying to say the things that I wanted to say. And you know, this man has lived through a lot of the things that he...
Tony, you don't need to apologize for Biden, but you're a smart man, and I love your input on this show. Don't you think he has slipped, sir? That's what it, that's what folks are saying.
You know what? Let me tell you. I'm 65 and I've slipped a little.
Yeah.
But I'm still pretty sharp at what I think and what I do.
You are.
And you know, and there's another little component. We laugh at him about falling off his bike. Let me tell you something. Do you ever see those things? You wear those stupid shoes and they clip into the pedals.
Yes.
Right.
I've seen avid bike riders fall over because they couldn't get their foot off the pedal. And that's what happened to the man. And for to pick on him and say that he's old and all this crap, it's ridiculous. Let's look at where his heart is. Let's see if he's a good person. And let's go with that. And let's see what we can work with a good president. Not a guy that's ignorant. Not a guy
Hold on, Tony, before I let you go, and I love you, should he run for re-election? I say hell no, man.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think he should line up a good candidate. I think when you start to get to that age, in all honesty with you, I'm 65, I'm retired, and I don't want to go back to work. You know, God bless him for wanting to do this. But at the end of the day, I think he should work on people to be able to move into that office that have the same heart and conviction for us as American people.
Love the call. Love the call. Hey Lynn,
I think Tony's spot on all of that. I don't think that where his heart is the question.
No.
And so then do you use that to try to force him out of office? I don't think so. But I do think you begin to look at, the Democrats need to look at who their next candidate would be.
Hey Lynn, I use Fitz as an example. We've been friends since we were 14. Mm-hmm. He's crazy. I mean, he's 7 days a week. He probably has 15 meetings a day. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to him about this. We're in our 60s, and it gets exhausting. And using your dad as an example, I just don't think that Biden or anyone at 82 can manage the intensity. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if for no other reason, physically, it takes its toll.
Right.
And as you get older, and anyone who's in our audience knows that there comes that morning when you get out of bed and it's like, ooh, where'd that pain come from?
Nice.
I didn't have that yesterday. It happens. And so now you're talking in your 80s, there are going to be physiological changes that happen in your body. However, I'm going to say this morning, right now he's saying that he intends to run again. I'm not sure that that's something we can hold him to, but I do think that's what he has to say now for political reasons.
Another great point. Another great point. My friend Craig, quickly, man, I love you. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty. Hey, Lynn. Yeah, hey. I took care of a father for 6 years that had full-blown Alzheimer's. The difference, the comparison between Ronald Reagan and Joe Biden, that's apples and oranges. President Reagan, his last 3 years, it was full-blown Alzheimer's. He had to have people finish his speeches. And as for the charming part of Joe Biden, I don't know if you watched the presidential dinner or not, but when he started talking
Hold on. Again, another apologist for Joe, and I love you, but my man, you're a smart guy. Has he lost a step, brother?
Yes, he has, but his loss of step is old age. But for the charming part, when you can make a joke at the presidential dinner when he starts talking about how low his ratings are, and he says every Democrat's ratings are down except this Brandon guy.
Hold on, Craig, before I lose you, should he run again?
I do not believe so, but Kenny Banya would have loved the presidential jokes.
Mm, he's too old. Look, I don't know the answer. I mean, you know, what I don't like, Lynn, is it becomes a joke. And I don't like that people think it's funny, because it is not funny, right? Right? This is the landscape. And I can't stand that. All the negativity. Lynn, are you there?
The media that covered Ronald Reagan. It's a different media.
All the hate. And all the hate speak. None of it's healthy, is it, Lynn?
It is not healthy, and now you have networks, you have cable networks that focus in, that zoom in on these things, be they accurate or inaccurate, they blow them up. It's a whole different ballgame in 2022.
It's actually interesting. There were folks picking on Ronald Reagan, but we didn't have then what we have now. As you just suggested, the whole world will play that sound from yesterday 1,000 times, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Absolutely. And then there'll be memes. It'll be all over social media. All of this, which didn't exist in that era that you described with Ronald Reagan. It just wasn't here.
Bill, jump in here. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty. Lynn.
The problem, Biden has two problems. Okay, he definitely, you know, he's 79 years old. You can see it. You know, if you're not, you're in denial. The other problem he has are his policies of what they've done to the country, the price of gas, inflation,
big
the
trouble.
Afghanistan, the
big
southern
trouble.
Border.
Big trouble.
And if I think people would be more forgiving if the country was doing good, but he, you know, he's got it on both ends.
Sure.
I mean, he's, right. You know, and then Kamala, you were bringing that up. She was in charge of the southern border. She hasn't done anything. That's why her ratings are terrible.
Well, I think so that simplifies it. I think some of it's true, but a lot of it is what Lynn said. She's a female. She's African-American, and men don't like women in power. I've said it about my own wife. She's smarter than I am. She's more mature than I am. She's a better human being. She makes better decisions. She's better organized. But if a woman comes to power, she's the B word. Right,
absolutely.
Lynn?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
And if a man comes to power, man, he's cocky. Man, he's confident.
He's
right?
Aggressive. I like that in a guy.
Yeah.
Seriously?
She can't win. Right. Hold on, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you guys voted for Biden. What are you talking about?
He used his name. He used the wrong name again. What a goof. Lynn, what a goof PJ is.
Oh,
come
hilarious.
On. Use your own name.
Well, but that's just like, you know, what they call keyboard cowards. You
that's
know,
right.
they create these fake social media images so they can say the things that they would never have the guts to say if under their real name.
Hey, Yinz voted for the guy. Hey, yeah. hey, when Yinz calls in, hey, Yinz might want to Yinz try and use Yinz's right name. You know, Yinz? Ridiculous. Lynn Hayes, you're the best. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
The end of the day. Biden has changed. So has Lynn. So have I. So has Robert Woodson Sr., one of my favorite people in America. But the question is he sharp enough to be president? I don't know. I can't help you. I can't. It makes me nervous and a little afraid, quite frankly. I don't worry as much about Biden. I worry about America, all of us collectively, and the tremendous pressure on anyone at any age who's president. Just saying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.